All right, it's showtime. In the show, talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. Today is July 14th and it's Friday. The S&P flirts with its best week since March. Earnings season kicks off. Crude oil and nat gas slide. JP Morgan beats, then reverses. United Health soars. Why were cryptos and Coinbase rallying yesterday? Plus, we'll review our open positions in a trade that Marcus took in our mastermind call yesterday. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. If this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge, and I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. I'm running the show solo today, this week, and for the last couple of days because Marcus, who's typically joining me, Marcus Highcoder, Rockwell Trading's founder, is on an epic road trip with his daughter, going to a bunch of sailing regattas across the United States, and he will be back in a week or so. But even though I'm alone, I promise that you're in good hands. You could say that we have a ton of trading experience here at Rockwell Trading. We know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, then you are in the right place. Before we dive in and show you our trades and how we're tackling these crazy markets, let's take a look at what's moving the markets today. And I'm going to bring up the S&P 500 because it's been a pretty nice week here for the S&P and markets in general. The S&P on a four-day win streak, up every day this week, right now trying to finish the week positive. Now, with where we're at here, looking at a weekly chart, we see that the S&P is up 2.66%. If we can trade or stay at this level, this would be the best week for the S&P since March. March, we were up 3.5%. There were a few other decent weeks here, up 2.58% back mid-June. But right now, the best week since March, if we can finish positive here. Now, going back to a daily chart, we see that there was a higher open, the Dow also opening higher, pulling back a little bit, up 0.25% right now, the NASDAQ leading the way up 0.3%, but a little bit of a reversal after the nice start here. If we look at a five-minute chart, we gapped higher, we traded higher, and then we started to pull back a little bit mid-morning, filling that gap, still higher now after filling that gap, drifting higher at this point, but a little quiet compared to the other days that we had. Now, let's look at the economic calendar because there were some things going on this morning. We had import prices being released a little bit lower than expected. This would be a good thing. Also, preliminary University of Michigan sentiment coming in higher than expected. 72.6 is the reading rather than the 65.5 forecast. So, all in all, there's some decent data being released following that improving CPI data on Wednesday and that PPI data report that we had on Thursday. So overall, the markets are doing well. Traders liking this news and information and the markets focusing on earnings. So earnings season unofficially kicking off today with big banks. We talked about JP Morgan yesterday and what JP Morgan could do based on how it's moved over the last 12 quarters. Now, just earnings in general, earnings season is kicking off and expectations are that earnings will be worse than, not necessarily than, well, we don't know what earnings season is going to produce yet. So we don't have the results, but forecasts are roughly a 7.7. Analysts forecasting a roughly 7% year-over-year drop in S&P 500 earnings. This is according to FactSet. There we go. And this would be the worst earnings season since the second quarter of 2020, when we were right in the heart of the pandemic. That was when S&P profits dropped 31.6%. So significant drop in 2020. But based on analyst forecasts, Earnings are expected to drop 7% for the year for S&P 500 earnings. Now, we'll see what happens. We'll see if these lower forecasts and expectations of actually companies are able to beat. Well, JP Morgan was one company reporting this morning, and JP Morgan actually had a nice beat. They reported $4.75 earnings per share versus a $3.97 estimate. So a big surprise there. Also better on revenue. So topping expectations, helped out by higher interest rates and rising interest income. Now, we gapped higher, so a real nice start out of the gate, but eliminating all of the profits at this point, down right now. Now, it was interesting because yesterday I shared my thoughts based on our earnings analysis tool. What it came down to based on what I saw was that there's typically an earnings beat. So if I was to take the last 12 quarters, I would say JP Morgan would beat on earnings, which they did. The reaction to earnings is typically negative. Well, the initial reaction was positive. And then in 7 days, there tends to be a little bit of a continuation of a move lower. So we'll see if that ends up being the case. I appreciate those who shared some of their comments. The bulls and bears here, I think they beat and gap higher. Well, that did happen. Banks have been a little depressed. There's Evie, I believe. I think JP Morgan will beat and go up around 1% to 3%. Well, they've started that way, not finishing or not at that level right now, but right on the initial move, JP Morgan up, banks always win in the red, said Jerry. Mark says, my gut tells me JP Morgan will beat earnings and get a good bounce. They are the savior of the regional banks after all. And then Walter says, I think it goes down. Well, we'll see what happens at the end of the day, but right now, the earnings beat, that was correct. Going down, well, we'll have to see where JP Morgan ends the day. Now, there were a few other earnings reports, and I want to bring up UNH because this was actually a notable reaction. Look at United Health Group, up 6.5% here, an earnings beat, a revenue beat. Now, United Health, they were actually up over 7% pre-market. So they pulled back a tiny bit from where they were trading, but still looking strong for the day. They reported better earnings and revenue, and they also raised the lower end of its full-year earnings guidance. So future guidance and an improvement there is always going to be well received by traders and investors, and a real nice move putting us right back up here at these levels. Now, UNH actually has a pretty good chart for the wheel strategy. Every now and then, I take a peek at it, especially if we have some nice premium at lower levels. It is a more expensive stock at $477.67 right now. Now, just because I mentioned it earlier, crude oil taking a little bit of a hit. Look at crude oil pulling back after a pretty strong run since the end of June, getting back over $77 a barrel yesterday, pulling back today, now trading at $75.38. Down 2%. So energy and gas stocks down a little bit today. Natty gas also down, sliding for the last 3 days, including today's drop, down 2.5% after making highs here at the end of June. So energy down a little bit, putting some pressure on oil and gas stocks, which I don't mind because it could be that it sets us up for some nice wheel trade. So if we look at Oxy, I like Oxy 55, 57-ish, and the 57, at least we haven't seen 55, or we've seen 56 as a possible put this up, but 57, 56 to me looks good based on how Oxy is trading now. And there is my trading buddy, Chip, trying to say hi. Come on, Chip, knock that off. So anyway, I like the pressure on oil and gas, and that actually could put us into some nice wheel positions if there's a bit of a pullback beyond just this one here. Now, what's going on with Coinbase here? Let's take a look at Coin, another mover. This is actually more of a mover yesterday. Look at this. Coin just up huge. For the week yesterday, it was up over 33%. It's headed for its fifth weekly gain. That's just crazy here. Look at Coin go up almost $107 a share. That puts Coin back at levels not seen since August of last year. Now, what's driving this move? And here you see a headline in TradingView: Ripple's partial win in its SEC fight could lift Coinbase stock, an analyst said, according to the Wall Street Journal. And yeah, this was some big news that actually lifted cryptos in general. We could look at Bitcoin up yesterday, getting up above 31,000, almost getting to 32,000. Also, Ether, you see yesterday's big move up 7.2%. Just a nice move yesterday across the board. So what's this all about? Well, a day earlier yesterday, there was a ruling in a case concerning the cryptocurrency XRP. So Ripple's XRP, a judge said that the token may not classify as a security. So this could be big because it has an impact potentially on other SEC cases. And basically, it could impact the goal of the SEC, the Security Exchange Commission, and their potential to regulate cryptos. So in 2020, the SEC sued Ripple, saying that they breached U.S. security laws by selling XRP without first registering it. This had Coin actually delist or not offer Ripple because of that concern for a while. And this could be a big deal. So might not classify as a security, could change how cryptos are perceived and also how they are regulated, especially by the SEC. And so down a little bit today after that big move, but that's what was going on yesterday with some of these cryptos and Coin. Now let's take a look at some open positions here. Let's go to PowerX Optimizer and let's first take a look at ABBV. So this was a trade that Marcus put on. He was able to buy back the 132 puts for 90% max profit. So he's out of this one. No assignment there. It might have been the 133. Either way, the puts have been closed. No position open in ABBV. That trade working out nicely. Now, I had a position in MRO. And MRO, I sold the 22 puts expiring today. Decided not to buy those back to close those. Instead, just let them expire worthless. Right now, MRO is down today, down 3.2%, but nowhere near the 22 strike that I sold. So won't get assigned there unless just out of the blue, there's some craziness in oil and gas and MRO just tanks significantly. And if that happens and we're below 22, I'll buy shares. I'm happy to do that. So it looks like those puts are going to expire worthless. So that's looking good. Now, PNC. Gosh, PNC looking real good at the open here after the last couple of days. Got started at 130, drifted higher with earnings next week in PNC. There was some premium at the 136 strike, which is where I want to sell calls. I was hoping we get a little more follow through, to be honest. And so there was enough premium to get 30% annualized on those calls this morning, especially considering that extra volatility with earnings. And instead, it's pulled back since then. Banks in general, like with JP Morgan's pullback, Wells Fargo reacted positively with JP Morgan's earnings report. So a little follow through with the banks in general because JP Morgan reported strong earnings, but also just like JP Morgan reversing course. So PNC pulling back a little bit. We'll see what happens next week. But I did miss the opportunity, small window, to be able to sell calls at 136. And quite honestly, with the way JP Morgan was moving, I thought we'd get a little more follow through to the upside, get a lot more premium on that one. And that just wasn't the case. Now, I do get a dividend. So being the shareholder on record, I get another $1.55 per share. So nice little dividend payment, little bonus there. So a decent div yield for PNC, 4.77%, which, hey, not bad these days. So I'll take that as a bonus while I'm a shareholder. But again, the goal for me is to be selling calls. And for me, that would be at 136 or higher. We'll see next week earnings. So Marcus has PNC as well. And there was a trade that Marcus put on yesterday, CNC. So CNC, look at this. Yesterday, dipping a little bit. Now, they were down 2 days ago. And then yesterday, Marcus was selling the 63 put. So Marcus sold the 63 put. Here we see some support forming in 2023 after this drop. But another nice thing is if you look at this chart, look at all this prior support as well, right? So you get a rally, a pullback, buyer step in. You get a rally, a pullback, buyer step in. Pretty nice rally throughout 2022 until the last quarter. And then falling, now we pull right back to these ranges that we had previously. So a little movement here in between these support levels, but overall some decent support between 56 and 60, and most recently 62, 63. I'll be honest, I like this one. It doesn't pay a dividend. I thought it was decent, but I was really looking for the 62 strike to be a little more conservative. That just didn't develop. Marcus took the 63, and today with that jump higher, nice little move, 2.8%. So that 63 put working out nicely. We'll see if he's able to close those out at 80% of the max profit for a one-day trade. That's our goal. If you get a big move in one day, rather than holding it all the way to expiration, but at the same time, holding it to expiration is no problem because Marcus says, hey, I'm happy owning shares at 63. Like I said, I was looking a little bit lower, and that just wasn't the case. So this was a new one that Marcus put on, and a bunch of our mastermind members in yesterday's mastermind call put on, and it's working out real nice. Excellent. So what do we expect for next week? What is potentially moving the markets? And we see here that next week, looking at these red flag reports, we have Empire State Manufacturing at 5:30 a.m. Pacific, 8:30 Eastern on Monday. It's about retail sales on Tuesday, 5:30 a.m., hour before market opens, 8:30 on the East Coast. We have unemployment claims on Thursday, and we have earnings. So we're getting into earnings season. Aside from retail sales really being on the economic calendar, data-wise, a few companies reporting earnings next week, a few biggies. We have Bank of America, BAC, the ticker symbol. Bank of America reporting on July 18th, so 4 days. They're reporting before the bell. We also have Tesla, TSLA, the ticker, reporting July 19th in 5 days after the bell on July 19th. Another biggie, Netflix, NFLX is the ticker symbol, also on July 19th, reporting after the bell. So a couple of the biggies early in the week. And now we focus our attention on earnings. So, hey, I hope you had a great trading week. Hope you were able to make some nice profits and some money trading. I hope you got into a couple good wheel trades. If that's your strategy, like it is for us at Rockwell Trading. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe so you get notified when there are new videos. That's going to do it for today. Until Monday, happy trading, everybody.